From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Israel charged with Syrian strike. The Lebanese militant group Hezbollah says an Israeli airstrike Sunday near Syria's capital killed one of its fighters. They say the man killed, Samir Kantar, had spent 3 decades in prison for murder in Israel before being a part of a prisoner exchange. Kantar had gone to Syria to fight alongside President Bashar al-Assad's forces. Sunday's airstrike hit a building in Jarammana, a suburb south of Damascus. There was no immediate comment from Israel. The Democratic presidential candidates held a debate in the northeastern state of New Hampshire Saturday. The 3 candidates focused on the U.S. economy and defeating the Islamic State group. Jim Malone reports.
Frontrunner Hillary Clinton and her main challenger, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, both focused on the need to defeat the Islamic State group.
I have a strategy to combat and defeat ISIS without getting us involved in another ground war.
One that does not get us involved in perpetual warfare in the quagmire of the Middle East.
But Sanders, Clinton, and former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley differed on whether ousting Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad should be part of the strategy to defeat Islamic State. Jim Malone, Washington.
An Air France flight was forced to make an emergency landing in Kenya after a suspicious device was found in a laboratory. No explosives were found, and the head of the airline says it was a false alarm. The Boeing 777 was headed to Paris from Mauritius when a passenger noticed something that looked like a stopwatch mounted on a box. The plane made an emergency landing at the airport in Mombasa. All 459 passengers and 14 crew members were evacuated. This is VOA News. Hundreds of people protested in New Delhi against the release Sunday of the youngest person convicted in the fatal 2012 gang rape of a woman. That sparked international outrage and led to changes in India's rape laws. Among those protesting were the parents of the woman who was beaten and raped by 6 men aboard a bus. Police said the youngest attacker, then only 17 years of age, was the most brutal of the rapists. He beat the victim with an iron rod before assaulting her. Police say the convict, now 20, has been handed over to a charitable organization. China state media say a landslide has hit a southern city, burying 22 buildings, including 2 workers' dormitories. 21 people are missing. The official Xinhua news agency says the landslide struck Shenzhen in Guangdong province on Sunday. Hundreds of rescue workers have been sent to the area to look for survivors. Thailand and Cambodia have agreed to boost economic and business ties during an official visit to Thailand by Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen. Ron Corbin reports.
The visit by Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen was the first in 12 years. Speaking after the signing of several agreements to boost trade, business and security, Thai Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha said both countries aim to strengthen bilateral relations. Prayut said the Thai-Cambodian relationship is currently at its best. Earlier, Hun Sen called for more Thai investment at a Thai and Cambodian business forum. The two countries pledged to triple bilateral trade and investment by 2020. Ron Corbin, Bangkok, Thailand.
2 dozen survivors of an overturned ferry in central Indonesia have been plucked from rough seas. The vessel was carrying more than 100 people Saturday when it was buffeted by waves, reported to be as high as 5 meters. The transport ministry said search and rescue ships have been deployed to look for survivors. UN-brokered peace talks for Yemen are due to end Sunday. After 6 days of negotiations, the talks in Geneva are being led by UN envoy Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed. He expressed concern about the ongoing fighting between pro-government forces and Houthi rebels, despite a ceasefire agreement. A Danish lawmaker has left the ruling party to protest a proposal it has made concerning refugees. Jens Rode says he has defected from the Venstre party to the centrist Danish Social Liberal Party because he is appalled at a proposal to take valuables or cash worth more than $437 during border searches. Rwanda's National Electoral Commission says practically every voter supports lifting term limits for President Paul Kagame. More than 98% of voters in the referendum voted to change the Constitution. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.